Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner and Ted Mooney with update number 36 for the week of July 23rd, 2007. We begin this week with some highlights from the Washington Report for July 2007. Item: industry submits comments on EPA's new proposed definition of solid waste. The surface finishing industry submitted comments on EPA's March 26, 2007 supplemental proposal to revise the definition of solid waste to encourage the recycling of more hazardous secondary materials. The industry's comments generally agreed with EPA's proposed revisions to the definition of solid waste to facilitate recycling of valuable secondary materials such as F006 sludge. The comments emphasized the need to minimize the regulatory burdens on recycling activities because the recovery of metals in the sludge is particularly critical now when metal prices are high and scrap metal supplies are low. Item: EPA proposes regulatory approach and stewardship program for nanomaterials. On July 12, 2007, EPA issued a draft document, TSCA Inventory Status of Nanoscale Substances General Approach, and a draft concept paper summarizing a voluntary nanoscale material stewardship program for chemicals regulated under the Toxic Substances Control Act. EPA proposed to use the same approach for nanoscale chemicals that it currently uses for traditional chemicals under TSCA to determine if the chemical is a new or existing compound. Under the proposed stewardship program, participants would be asked to voluntarily submit information to EPA to provide a firmer scientific foundation for future policy decisions on regulating nanotechnology applications. EPA will hold a public meeting on August 2nd in Arlington, Virginia, on the proposed stewardship program and will accept comments on the proposed approach on the TSCA inventory status of nanoscale materials until August 13th. Item: Pentagon meeting on risk management options for uses of hexavalent chromium. As part of its evaluation of current and historic uses and management of potentially hazardous chemicals, the Pentagon conducted a preliminary Phase 1 impact assessment for hexavalent chromium and concluded that there are probable high risks to some Department of Defense operations. Recognizing that hexavalent chromium is a mission-critical material in numerous DoD weapon systems and platforms, and that the regulatory trends for hexavalent chromium are rapidly developing with potential impacts on life cycle costs and material availability, the Pentagon has initiated a Phase 2 impact assessment for hexavalent chromium to identify possible risk management options. As part of this process, DoD is holding a meeting on July 25th in Crystal City, Virginia, for subject matter experts to identify and articulate the health, financial, legal, and operational implications of risk management options for the use of hexavalent chromium for military applications. The subject matter experts will include representatives from both the surface finishing industry and DoD. Item: report available from May 2007 DoD Metal Finishing Workshop in Utah. The final report from the 3rd DoD Metal Finishing Workshop, held May 15th through the 17th, 2007 in Ogden, Utah, is now available. The report summarizes the presentations and discussions that focused on specific needs, solutions, and performance data for replacing hexavalent chromium finishes for military applications. Item: new Hunter Ryan bill introduced to promote fair trade. On June 28, 2007, Representatives Duncan Hunter and Tim Ryan introduced a new bill to address trade imbalances and currency manipulation practices by countries such as China. The proposed legislation, entitled the Currency Reform for Fair Trade Act of 2007, provides for the identification of misaligned currency, requires action to correct the misalignment, and provides other remedies for unfair trade practices. This new bill is intended to be a compromise effort to find common ground among the several legislative approaches that have been introduced in the House and the Senate to address trade reform issues, including the previous Hunter-Ryan Bill 782. This bill would provide remedies for U.S. manufacturers to address illegal, unfair trade practices under U.S. and international law. For more information about the industry-related government relations activities discussed here, please visit the official website of the National Association for Surface Finishing at www.nasf.org or contact headquarters at 202-457-8404. You can also contact the NASF Policy Arm, the Policy Group, directly at 202-457-0630. This week, Finishing.com would like to welcome Metal Facades as a new supporting advertiser in the Job Shops directory. Located in Lake Mills, Wisconsin, Metal Facades' patented cold sprayable process allows a layer of metal to be applied over almost any substrate in virtually any configuration or design. The incredible results look, feel, and act just like hot cast metal, but without the weight and expense. Custom to production capable. For more information on Metal Facades, please visit the Job Shops directory on our homepage. Also, please feel free to browse all of our advertiser directories for your metal finishing product and service needs. Here's the calendar of events through the end of August. On July 27th, the Chicago branch of the AESF will have their second annual golf outing at White Pines Golf Club in Bentonville, Illinois. Green fees are $110 per person and include golf, lunch, dinner, and prizes. On July 31st through August 2nd, Spray Finishing Technology Workshop, presented by Binks and DeVilbiss and sponsored by Mount Wachusett Community College, will be taking place in Gardner, Massachusetts. This three-day intensive workshop familiarizes participants with the equipment, systems, and techniques of spray finishing. My interview with Dr. Richard Krupa, the coordinator of the workshop, is available on the calendar page. On August 13th through the 16th, Surfin 2007 will be taking place at the Cleveland Convention Center in Cleveland, Ohio. Presented by the National Association for Surface Finishing, this major international conference and trade show provides the best venue to explore the newest technology and practical applications for surface finishing. And on August 18th, the Silicon Valley branch of the AESF will have a summer picnic at History San Jose in San Jose, California. For more information on these events, please click on the calendar on our homepage.
Thanks, Kate. As Kate noted, Surfin is coming up August 13th to 16th. That's less than 3 weeks away. Surfin is the most important event in the finishing industry, the biggest exhibition, the most extensive conference presentations, annual awards, committee meetings, and so on. I truly look forward to attending it each year and hope to meet you in Cleveland. For Kate and myself, until next week, thanks for listening.